Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Staying as safe as I possibly can, and we hope everyone else is. Last night's briefing by the president has drawn the ire of Governor Cuomo and many other governors in the country who are in hard-hit COVID-19 states.
Yeah, that's right. Governor Andrew Cuomo and governors from five other Northeast states where the coronavirus hit hardest are forming a multi-state task force to come up with some kind of a plan to reopen the economies while trying to control the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Cuomo spoke about that yesterday. Late in the afternoon, President Trump tweeted that it would be his decision when the economies would be reopened, that he would be making that decision in conjunction with the governors, but that ultimately it would be his decision. Governor Cuomo and others, of course, after that objected that he doesn't have that kind of unilateral control over local state economies. The conflict arose as the rate of infection and death continued to flatten in New York. The governor said yesterday that they believe they turned a bit of a corner with the COVID infection in New York State. An additional 671 people died on Easter Sunday, pushing the number of New York fatalities to 10,056.
So now let's talk, Mike, about the outbreak at local nursing homes.
Yeah, even in the earliest days of the coronavirus outbreak in Kirkland, Washington, outbreaks in nursing homes have been particularly vicious because the patients or the customers, residents in nursing homes, tend to be older, and the virus hits people who are older. In an effort to keep the highly contagious coronavirus out of New York's nursing homes, has become remarkably difficult. At least 7 fatalities in the capital region were reported in such facilities in the last week. The largest outbreak is at the Pine Havens Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Philmont. 23 residents tested positive there, and 6 have died, according to Greene County's public health director. But in the past week, clusters have been reported in a number of places, including a nursing home in Scaghtikoke, 2 nursing homes in Catskill and Glens Falls, another senior living center in Troy, and even the county nursing home in Albany County is not immune from residents developing the coronavirus. Some efforts have been made to slow its spread in those places. Communal dining has been eliminated for more than a month, and group activities were canceled couple of weeks back. Very few visitors are allowed in. Health officials are urging nursing homes to screen patients and staff every 8 hours.
He's Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, stay safe. We'll be back with you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Dave. Be healthy.